American Language Course, Volume 2200, Tape 2205C. Hello, how are you today? I hope you're feeling fine and ready to work. Open your tape support material book to Figure 1 for Tape 2205C. You'll need a pencil or pen. Do you have one? Have you found Figure 1?
All right. Look at Figure 1. I'm going to dictate some time expressions. You write them in column B. Then, you will match them with the sentences in column A by writing the letter of the time expression in the blank in column A. Okay? Got your pencil? Let's begin with the dictation. A. Once a week. B. Several times a day. C. Twice a month. D. Once a year. E. Twice a day. Now, match these time expressions with the sentences in column A. In the blank spaces of column A, write the letter of the time expression that best matches each sentence. You may have more than one answer. For example, sentence 1. He goes to the movies. A and C are the best answers, right? You could say, he goes to the movies once a week, or he goes to the movies twice a month. Now you complete the rest of this exercise. Begin. finished? Let's check your answers. Look at figure 1 and I'll read the possible answers for each sentence. For number 1, we agreed A and C are the best answers. Number 2, A, C, and D are possible. He visits his father once a week. Or, he visits his father twice a month. Or even, he visits his father once a year. Number 3, A and C are the best. I have to buy gasoline once a week. Or, I have to buy gasoline twice a month. I don't drive very much, do I? Number 4, you should have B and E. He drinks coffee several times a day. Or, he drinks coffee twice a day. Number 5, D only. He buys a new car once a year. Number 6, B and E are good. You could say, I brush my teeth several times a day. A very clean person. Or, I brush my teeth twice a day. Number 7, should use only D. We have a vacation once a year. Number 8, should be B. We take a break several times a day. If you work very hard, of course, you could say E, twice a day. How did you do on this exercise? Did you spell all of the time expressions correctly? After the tape is finished, you can check your spelling with the expressions at the bottom of figure 1. For the next exercise, I'm going to dictate some more words that you will use later in sentences. First, though, just write them down as I dictate. Put them in the blanks in figure 2. Are you ready to write? Then let's begin. Listen and write. A. Too quickly. B. At a drugstore. C. Every 3 hours. D. And a high fever. E. In 1 day. F. Last night. G. On Friday. H. Your trouble is. Did you write all these words? And did you spell them all correctly? If you're not sure, look at the words at the bottom of figure 2. And check to see if you wrote and spelled them all correctly. Now go to Figure 3 in your tape support material and put these words at the end of the sentences they belong to. I'll give you 5 minutes to complete the sentences in your book using the words in Figure 2. All right, let's check to see how many you've got correct. For the first sentence, you should have added
and a high fever. Listen as I read the sentence and repeat after me. I have a headache, a sore throat, and a high fever.
For the second sentence, last night is correct. Repeat. My temperature was 100 degrees last night.
For the third sentence, too quickly is correct. Repeat. I get dizzy when I climb the stairs too quickly. For the fourth sentence, every 3 hours is correct. Repeat. Take this medicine every 3 hours. For the fifth sentence, your trouble is correct. Repeat. Please tell me what your trouble is. For the sixth sentence, at a drugstore is correct. Repeat. Have this prescription filled at a drugstore. For the seventh sentence, in 1 day is correct. Repeat. Don't take more than 4 of those pills in 1 day. For the eighth sentence, on Friday is correct. Repeat. Make an appointment to see me again on Friday. Well, how many did you finish correctly? All, I hope. But if you got 7 right, that's pretty good. Put the number you got correct in the blank at the end of figure 3. The next exercise is on words ending in s or z. Can you tell the difference when you hear them? First, I want you to practice recognizing these final sounds. Look at figure 4 in your tape support material. You will see a list of words which end in either a s or a z sound. For example, this ends in s and these ends in z. Below the words, you see 2 symbols for these 2 sounds, s and z. I'm going to pronounce the words in the list. Notice that they aren't always written the way they sound. I want you to pronounce each word after me. Let's begin. This. Peace. Cheese. Freeze. Yes. Base. Seize. These. Loose. Mess. Trees. Rice. Please. Peas. At the bottom of figure 4, you'll see 2 columns. At the top of one is the s, and at the top of the other, the z. As I say the words, you write them in the correct column. For example, if I say this, you write it in column 1 under s. If the word ends in z, write it in column 2. Listen and write each word in the correct column. This. Peace. Cheese. Freeze. Yes. Base. Seize.
these. Loose. Mess. Trees. Rice. Please. Peas. Now we'll check your work to see how well you heard these sounds at the end of the word. I'll read the words ending in s. You should have written these in column 1. This, peace, yes, base, loose, mess, rice. There are 7 words, including this. Did you get them all? In column 2, you should have written all the words ending in z. Check your list as I read the words. Cheese, freeze, seize, these, trees, please, peas. Did you get them all? Good. The next exercise uses the words have got for have and have got to for must or have to. I'll read some sentences using the words have and must. In your support materials, you will rewrite the sentences using have got or have got to. Look at figure 5. Did you find it? Each sentence is started. You should finish it. I'll do the first one for you. Look at figure 5 and we'll do number 1. I'll say, we have a new teacher. You write, we've got a new teacher. Now continue using have got or have got to. Number 2. They have to go to class. Number 3. He has some pills for pain. Four. She has to wait for the doctor. Five. John has a toothache. 6. Ali has to see the liaison officer. Seven. That man has a pain in his shoulder. Eight. You have to take your medicine now. Okay, have you finished number 8? Let's check your sentences to see how many you got right. Number 1 was completed for you. Repeat it after me. We've got a new teacher. Number 2, got to. Repeat after me. They've got to go to class. Number 3, got. Repeat. He's got some pills for pain. Number 4, got to. Repeat. She's got to wait for the doctor. Number 5, got. Repeat. John's got a toothache. Number 6, got to. Repeat. Ollie's got to see the liaison officer. Number 7, got. Repeat. That man's got a pain in his shoulder. Number 8, got to. Repeat. You've got to take your medicine now. Did you get them all correct? I hope so. After the tape ends, you can check your work with the correct sentences at the bottom of figure 5. For the next exercise of the tape, I'm going to read you some sentences. Look at figure 6 in your tape support material. You will see pairs of sentences, A and B. Circle the letter of the sentence I read. You will have to listen carefully, because there is only a little difference between the two sentences in your book. Let's begin. Number 1. He woke up with a sore throat this morning. Two, if you eat too much, you will get a stomachache. Three, he's got a cold and is coughing and sneezing. Four, his arm hurts because he played ball too long. Five, if you lift something heavy, you may get a backache. Six, do you think his vision is blurred? Seven. After that loud noise, my ears are ringing. 8. After getting a shock, my fingers tingle. Let's find out how many sentences you heard correctly. I hope you got them all right. I'll tell you which sentence is correct, and you listen while I repeat the sentence. Number 1. A is correct. He woke up with a sore throat this morning. Number 2. B is the sentence I read. If you eat too much, you will get a stomach ache. Number 3, A is correct. He's got a cold and is coughing and sneezing. Number 4, B is the sentence I read. His arm hurts because he played ball too long. Number 5 is B. If you lift something heavy, you may get a backache. Number 6 is A. Do you think his vision is blurred? Number 7 is B. After that loud noise, my ears are ringing. Number 8 is B. After getting a shock, my fingers tingle. I hope you got all of this exercise correct. If you did, it shows you were listening carefully. Put the number of correct answers in the blank at the end of your exercise. Okay, let's stop here for now. After the tape ends, turn the page to your tape evaluation exercise and complete the sentences. Your instructor will check your work when you've finished. This is the end of tape 2205C.